Hi, it's Lori Forrester, the wine coach, and you're listening to The Sipping Point on WBAL 1090 AM. And welcome today. I'm so excited. We're going to take a fresh and fun look at the world of food, wine, travel, and more. And for about 10 years now, I've been in the wine world. I left a successful software job to pursue my passion for wine and people. And along the way, I realized there's just way too much attitude in the wine world. And sometimes it sounds like they're speaking rocket science instead of talking about wine. So I've dedicated my life to demystifying wine one glass at a time. And so expect in this show practical, no-nonsense information about wine that you can really use in your daily life. Today, we're going to talk about one of my new favorite red wines. We'll find out how drinking more wine can help the troops overseas. And then Top Chef Mike Isabella is going to give us a great food pairing for my favorite wine. He has something that has to do with pork ragu that you're going to love. And lastly, I'll give you some information on some great wine events in the area where you can come out and see me and wine all over town. So that's the show today. I'm really excited. We're also going to answer your questions. So if you have any wine questions, you can email those to radio@thewinecoach.com. And we might just have you on the show because I don't want you out there confused and thinking about wine. I want to answer those. So here we go. My favorite new red wine, and it's kind of a theme in today's show, is Carmenere. It's a red grape variety from Chile, and it's kind of the new Cabernet, I think, and I want you to try it. Now that it's getting chilly, even snow around the areas, we want to start thinking about heartier red wines, and Carmenere is no exception. What I love about Carmenere, it's kind of like an episode of Maury Povich, the Who's Your Daddy show, when they're always doing the DNA tests and all that. Carmenere is actually a grape that originated in France. And we have to do a little bit of history to get to the great thing about Carmenere, because it comes from Bordeaux, France. But in the late 1800s, there was a disease that was affecting all the vines of Europe. It actually is a disease that came from America and almost wiped out all of the vineyards in France and all over Europe. So winemakers in France said, we need somewhere to go to make wine. Where do we go? Well, they got on the ship and they went to Chile and they brought some of their healthy cuttings with them, one of which was Carmenere. And it was then planted in Chile and grew all over. But for many years, the Chilean winemakers thought what they were bottling was Merlot. And so it was labeled and sold as Merlot up until the mid-90s, when a scientist actually did a DNA study on some of this Chilean Merlot because it was so unique and so wonderful. And they found out that it's really Carmenere. It's not Merlot. So Carmenere is the name of the grape varietal. It's kind of the shining star of Chile. We're going to taste two. These are our sips of the week. The first one we're going to taste is the Medalla Real. It's from Santa Rita. It's a Carmenere from 2008. It's their Gran Reserva. And Gran Reserva means that it's aged a little bit longer in the oak barrels. It sees more time in oak, and that is more expensive. So we usually expect these wines to be a little bit more expensive. You can find it at Wells Discount Liquors, and that is on York Road, and it retails there for $18.99. So that's our sort of splurge wine. And then we have a very savvy version of Carmenere from Armador, and that one is $10.99. So we're going to taste the Medalla Real from Santa Rita first. And the one thing you'll notice about this wine is that it's very deep in color and inky. It's got a wonderful ruby dark color, and that's always the first thing you do is look at the wine. And then what you do is swirl it so you can smell it better. Stick your whole nose in the glass because smelling is 80% of tasting. What I'm smelling, a lot of plum, a lot of black fruits, and you can get that toasty oak. I have my producer, Ken, in here, and I'm making him taste these wines with me. It's, I know, a tough job, right, Ken?
I'll make that sacrifice, yeah.
All right, so go ahead with the Medalla Real. Put your nose in that glass, and do you get that sort of toasty smokiness that you just really feel that comfort in the glass, don't you?
It is. It's a really deep smell.
Mm-hmm. I know you're looking at me like I'm crazy, but I'm swishing it around and actually putting some air through it. It's what we call feathering, and that helps me really taste this wine. It has wonderful, generous fruit. When you take a sip of it, you really feel that in your mouth. And then a little bit of what we call tannin, which is a little bit of dry astringency just on the finish, but it's pretty soft as far as red wines go. The great thing about tannin is it's going to help this wine pair perfectly with something meaty, because tannin binds with animal proteins, which come from things like meat and cheese. So later, when we do our wine sandwich of the week, which is our pairing for this wine, that heartiness of that dish is going to really smooth out the finish on this wine. What do you think about this one, Ken?
I did like it. I like it. It's very, I told you this before, I have a very refined palate, so I'm not going to be able to pick out any of the individual
that's
flavors,
all right.
But it was very...
Thumbs up or thumbs down.
It's thumbs up. It's very smooth. It's not terribly heavy.
Yes.
A lot of what I drink are, you know, they tend to be towards the heavier wines, and this one seems to go down a little bit easier than all those.
It's going to be a red wine that everybody's going to love, and you're right. It really is just really easy to drink and love, but it has enough of that structure to really stand up to some great food pairings. So I'm very excited that this one is $18.99. This is a really nice example of what a Carmenere can be with that dark fruit and a little bit of spice. I don't know if you picked that up on the end that makes it interesting.
Maybe a little bit of a kick. Yeah, I think I was actually looking at the color, expecting it to maybe be a little heavier than it was, a little stronger, but it's really not. It kind of goes down smooth.
It's really well balanced. And then I thought it would be really fun next to that Santa Rita Carmenere, which is in the $20 range, to taste one that's a bit more affordable. I know I have some people looking for more affordable versions. And we have the Armador. And if you give that a taste, what you're going to notice on that is it's a little bit more vibrant fruit, a little bit, you know, brighter, because it has less of that oak aging on it.
It's a pretty sharp contrast. It's lighter.
Absolutely. So, you know, maybe the one is for that serious meal with your in-laws, and the other one is for an everyday night that you're just having fun with your friends. But both are great versions of Carmenere, which I think is the new Cabernet. My favorite wine right now, red wine, it's our sip of the week, either the Medalla Real Santa Rita Carmenere or the Armador Carmenere, and they're both available at Wells Discount Liquors, our official show retailer. And go in there. If you go into Wells and you tell them you heard the show on WBAL, Ken, you can get a free copy of my book, The Sipping Point. So go in, let them know you heard the show, and you get a free book, and you can pick up one of these two Carmenieres.
Discover the recipe for a delicious life each week on The Sipping Point with Lori Forster, the Wine Coach. Each week, Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on WBAL 1090 AM or at WBAL.com.